Nesechtes Nazir, Daf Samach Gimel, the top of Daf Samach Gimel, and Aleph at the new Mishnah. In order to understand this Daf, let us discuss three different ideas. Number one, as the Gemara will say, Lamaskana, based on Halacha Meshim Sinai, there is a special din that is only applicable to a Nazir and to a specific din, Benegeya Nechiyav of bringing a Karm Pesach, and both will be a Kula. And the Kula Benegeya Nazir is as follows, that if Reuven, who was a Nazir, was completely unaware that he became Tamei Meis, and the source of that Tumah was buried beneath the ground and was covered up, and it's quite possible that no one ever knew that there was Tumah in that area, and this Tumah is called Tumas HaTahim because it's buried beneath the ground, and it's as if it is by the Tahim of the world. Even though Reuven, who was in Nazir, may have been in that area on day 15 of his Nazirus period, if he knew about it at that point, then certainly he would be considered Tamei Meis, and he'd be considered a Nazir Tamei, and all the dinim of a Nazir Tamei would be applicable. He would have to become Tar from Tumas Meis. He would also have to bring three Karbanos, the Sham Nazir, as well as the Chatas and he would also have to cut off all his hair, and he would forfeit any days that he previously counted towards his Nazirus period, and he would have to recount his count for Nazirus. However, if Reuven, who was in Nazir and already completed his days in Nazirus, and he already brought his kabanes, and he already shaved his hair, and only at that point did Reuven find out that he became Tamei days ago when he was still on day 15 of his Nazirus period, then even though certainly he would be considered Tamei, and he would not be able to eat kachim or truma, and he would definitely need to have Azos Mechatas on the third and seventh day, and would need to go to the mikvah and become tar from Tumas Meis. However, since he already took a haircut, he would not be sois his prior days that he already counted and completed as a Nazir. And as we'll see, there are three conditions to be met in order for this Halacha Meshim Sinai to apply. Number one, the Tumas Meis had to originate from Tumas HaTayim. Number two, Reuven can only have found out about this Tumah after he already did Taglachas. Number three, prior to the time that he became Tamei from this Tumas HaTayim, he could not have previously been Tamei Meis, which we'll explain further in our Mishnah. Number two, the Gemara will say that our Mishnah is going dafkal fishitis rabbelezer on daf mem vav medal, who hold that even if a Nazir brought his kabbanis, he could still not drink wine or be metamel lemesim until he does taglachas. And lefi rabbelezer, we can understand why we could be mechalik between if a Nazir finds out that he was tummy from tumas time prior to or after he did taglachas. However, the Rush explains that the rabbanu agra rabbelezer, and they hold that once a Nazir brings his kabbanis, he could already drink wine and be metamel lemesim even though he did not yet take a haircut. As Taglachas Loi Ma'akev, they would hold that this Halacha Meshim Sinai would apply even if the Nazir did not know that he became Tamei Meis through Tumas HaTayim until after he brought his Karbanos and even prior to taking a haircut. However, if he found out prior to bringing his Karbanos, then the Tumas HaTayim would be Saisir the prior days that he counted towards his Aziris. And finally, number three, we will also discuss a second Machlokes that we had between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim on Daf Tazayin Menalf as to a Nazir who became Tamei Meis only after he already completed his full 30-day period of Naziris and prior to bringing any of his kabbanis. As Rabbanan hold, mid-Rabbanan, he would be seisah's Nazirus and would have to recount 30 days of Nazirus, while Rabbi Elazar hold that he isn't seisah any days, but l'maisa, he still has to wait 7 days until he becomes tar from Tumas Meis in order to bring his kabbanis, and then he would take a haircut and he would be able to drink wine and be metamel meisim. And this sugya of Tumas HaTayim is also found in Maseches Pesachim on the Pei Avon Beis and Ayin Sham, where there are a few chilukim between our sugya and that sugya. Based on this Hakdamah, let us begin our Mishnah. So our Mishnah begins that this is Halacha Meshim Sinai, that Nazir Shigilech, even Nazir completed his days of Nazirus, he brought his Karbanos, and he already cut his hair, V'noid L'shu Tamei, and then he finds out that he already became Tamei Meis 15 days beforehand. So therefore the Mishnah teaches us, Im Tumah Yadua Saisa, if the source of his Tumah was from Tumah Yadua, meaning any Tumah where people knew about it, and it's not something that was covered over, but it was Tumah that was Begaloi, the Halacha Meshim Sinai doesn't apply. Therefore the standard dinim of a Nazir who became Tamei while he was a Nazir apply, and this Nazir would have to go through the entire process of a Nazir Tamei, and he would have to restart his entire count of Nazirus, and he would forfeit any days that he previously counted. But the Mishnah continues, V'im Tumas Tahim in Esaisa, the Halacha Meshim Sinai teaches us, if the way that Reuven became Tamei Meis while he was a Nazir was from Tumah that was Tumas Tahim, which means the source of this Tumas Meis was covered over completely, and it possibly no one knew about this Tumah, then although certainly we now know that Reuven is Tamei Meis, and he would have to go through the process of becoming tar from Tumas Meis, and he would have to have that zav of the paraduma on his third and seventh day, and he would have to go to the mikvah. However, the Halacha Meshim Sinai teaches us a kula b'negeya din of Tumas Nazir, and the dinim of Tumas Nazir doesn't apply, and he won't forfeit any previous days that he counted towards his Nazir's period, and he won't have to recount his Nazir's period, and he won't have to bring any of the kabbanis that Nazir Tamei brings. The Mishnah continues to qualify this Halacha Meshim Sinai, and the Mishnah states, "Imat shelo gilach ben kachar ben kach seisa," that the Halacha Meshim Sinai does not not apply if Reuven actually completed his Zeziris period, and even if he brought his Kabbanis, but he did not yet take a haircut, then it doesn't make a difference if Reuven found out that he became Tummy through Tumma Yadua, or if he became Tummy through Tumma Samtayim. This special kula of Tumma Samtayim does not apply, and at this point, now that Reuven found out that he was Tummy Mace during the time that he was in Nazir, and in this case, all the dinim of a Nazir Tummy does apply, he would have to go through the entire process for being a Tummy Mace, and then afterwards, he would bring his three Kabbanis as a Nazir Tummy, he would bring his Hasham Nazir and his Chatas at Nil Saif, and he would shave his hair, and he would restart his Nazirus, and he would forfeit any days they previously counted towards his Nazirus period. So at this point of the Mishnah, we saw two different Tnayim in this Halacha L'Mishnah M'Sinai. Number one, that this Halacha L'Mishnah M'Sinai only applies to Tumas HaTayim, and number two, that it only applies if he found out that he became Tummy through Tumas HaTayim after he already took his haircut. If Reuven found out prior to taking his haircut, then the Dinim of Tumas HaTayim doesn't apply, and all the Dinim of a Nazir Tummy would apply. The Mishnah continues, Ketzad, what is the case of Tumi Yadua, and what is the case of Tumas HaTayim? And the Gemara gives two examples. The first example is of Tumi Yadua, Yorid Litbal Bimara, if Reuven, who was a Nazir and was Tummy from a Sheretz and had to go to the Mikvah, and in those days the Mikvahs were in caves, which were considered Rishus Yachid, and Reuven went into a cave to go to the Mikvah. The Nimtza Mez Tzafa Piyamara, and at a later point they found out, at the time that he was Tavil in this Mikvah, there was a dead body that was floating near the opening of the cave, and as the Rosh and Tesis both explained, in this case there was a suffix if Reuven was mile on this mace when he went to this mikvah, or he was not mile on this mace at all. And even though there is a suffix, the Mishnah states that Reuven would be Tameh, as we know the din is that suffix Tum B'Shus Yachid is Sveikri Tameh. And in this case, even if Reuven only found out about this Tumah at a later point, after he already took his haircut, and after he completed his days in his ears, and he brought his Kabbanis, the din would be that he would still be considered Tameh, and he would still have to start over his Naziris, and it would be Seisa any days that he previously counted, as he has all dinim of a Nazir Tummy, since this mess was not underground and it was not covered over by anything. This is a standard case of Tummy Yadua, and that's why Reuven has all dinim of a Nazir Tummy. And Taisus explains that really the Gemara didn't have to give a case where Reuven went to a mikvah in order to be Tavil because he was Tummy Sheretz, and it could have given a case where Reuven just went to a bathhouse in order to be Tavil because he wanted to cool himself off. However, the Mishnah wanted to give us a case where Reuven was Tummy Sheretz in order to tell us that even though Reuven was Tummy Sheretz, and therefore his whole purpose of going into this mikvah was to make sure that he became tar, and therefore he must have been very careful to make sure to look around and see that there was no dead body and there was no other tumah that was floating in this mikvah. And even so, we still say that since this mikvah is in the Rishus Yachid, the din of Safek Tumah Rishus Yachid still applies, and that's why Reuven is still going to be Tummy Vadai. The Mishnah now continues to discuss the case of Tumas HaTayim, and the Mishnah states, Nimsa Meshukah B'Kaka Ma'ara, if at a later period of time they found that it was a dead body that was sunken into the kaka of the cave, even if we're sure that Reuven walked over that area and therefore he vada became tummy at that point. However, since this tumma was unknown, therefore it has the din of tumas hatayim, and if yard l'haiker tar, that if Reuven went to this mikvah in order to cool off, in order to go and swim, the halacha l'mishum sinai of tumas hatayim applies. And although certainly Reuven would be tummy mace and would have to have the azov the paraduma on the third and seventh day and would have to go to the mikvah, however, since he only found out that he was actually tummy mace after the point that he already finished his days of Naziris, he already brought his Kabbanis, and he already took a haircut, therefore the din is that it's not going to be Soisa any of his previous days of Naziris, and the dinim of Nazir Tummy did not apply to him. And once again, Tais points out that even though the Mishnah over here could have given the same example as in the Reisha, where when Reuven went to the mikvah, he went in because he was Tummy from Tumas Sheretz, however, the Mishnah wanted to tell us that even though Reuven went in order to bathe, and in order to cool down, and therefore his thought was not on Tumah at all, and he wasn't careful about Tumah, however, the halacha Mishnah Sinai of Tumas HaTayim still applies, and since he did not find out that he was Tummy Mace until after he already did Taglachas, the dinim of a Nazir Tummy does not apply to him. And let us just keep in mind, when the Mishnah states the Lashon of Tar, it doesn't mean that he's completely Tar, it just means that the dinim of Nazir Tummy doesn't apply to him. However, of course, he would be considered Tummy Mace, and he would have to go through the process of becoming Tar from Tumas Mace. And finally, the Mishnah gives a third qualification by the Geir Halacha Mishnah Sinai of Tumas HaTayim, and the Mishnah states that Litar Mitumas Mace Tummy, that if the reason why originally when Reuven went to the mitzvah, he was going in order to be Matar himself, because at that point he was Tummy Mace. So, for example, if Reuven became a Nazir, and 15 days after he became a Nazir, he became Tummy Mace, and then he waited his proper time frame in order to become Tar from Tumas Mace, and at that point he went to the mikvah, he also brought the three Kabbanis that a Nazir Tummy has to bring, and he also shaved his hair, and he restarted his Zeziris count, and then he completed his Zeziris haircuts once again. After he brought his kabbonis and he already took his haircut once again, he then found out that originally when he went to the mikveh, because he was tamei mace, there was actually a corpse that was buried beneath the floor of this cave, and he didn't know about it, and no one else knew about it, and therefore it had a din of tumas hatayim. The Mishnah teaches us that although Reuven only found out about this after he already took his taglachas and after he went through his entire process of being a nazir tahor, even though we said before that tumas hatayim would apply and he would have to go through the process of being a nazir tamei once again. However, in this case, since lemaisa he originally went to the mikvah based on being tamei mace, in this case the halacha l'meishe m'sinai of tumas hatayim does not apply, and Reuven would be considered tamei mace. Since lemaisa Reuven was tamei mace, therefore Reuven would have to become tahor once again from being tamei mace. He would have to bring his three kabbonis of a nazir tamei. He would have to do taglachas, and he would forfeit all the days of a nazirus, and he would have to recount his full 30 days of a nazirus once again. And the Mishnah ends off, Shecheskas tamei tamei, v'cheskas tahor sheraglai l'davar. And the Rishonim explain that even though all the din of our Mishnah are based on halacha l'meishe m'sinai, therefore we really don't need any reason for this halacha. However, as Taisa says, klema shetam gadol yesh lema, that there is raglai l'davar, even though this is a halacha l'meishe m'sinai, but there is a great reason, and it could be a great svara why this din is so. That since he had a chazakah that he originally was tamei mace, therefore the kula of tumas atayim does not apply to such a person. And as the Mishnah stated, that since he had a chazakah that he originally was tamei mace, therefore we consider him a tamei mace at this point, and he has to go through the process of being a nazir tamei. However, the standard kula and halacha l'meishe m'sinai of tumas atayim is stated in a case where a person was not tamei mace and he was tar, either he's completely tar, or even if he was tamei sharetz, but he was not tamei mace. And l'maisa, since he wasn't tamei mace, since l'maisa he didn't find out about this tumah until after he brought his kabbonis and after he did his taglachas, therefore the halacha l'meishe m'sinai would kick in, teaches us that in that case we could be makel, and he would not have to go through the dinim of a nazir tamei, and he would not be seisa his nazirus. The Gemara begins, and although we explain the Mishnah based on the maskana that the din of tumas tahayim is based on halacha l'meishe m'sinai, however the Gemara asks, minani mili, how do we know that there's a kula of tumas tahayim? And let's keep in mind that l'maisa, this chiddush and this kula of tumas tahayim applies b'negei and nazir, as we explained in our Mishnah, and also is applicable in the case of a Pesach Sheni. The din of tumas tahayim that's applicable to the din of Pesach Sheni is as follows. Reuven became tumas mace through tumas tahayim, and at that point he did not know that he was already tamei mace, and then it was already Yudal Nisan, and he brought his Karim Pesach. After he already brought his Karim Pesach, he finds out that really he was tamei mace based on tumas tahayim, although certainly at this point Reuven is definitely considered tamei mace, and you would not be able to eat the Karim Pesach. However, the halacha l'meishe m'sinai states that since Reuven l'maisa brought the Karim Pesach, and he was only tamei through tumas tahayim, therefore that Karim Pesach is a valid Karim Pesach, and Reuven would not have a chiyuv, and would not even be able to bring a Karim Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Therefore, Agamar asks, Minani Mili, how do we know that this kula of tumas tahayim is applicable to a nazir and to Pesach Sheni? And Amar Beleza, so Beleza says, the Amakra, because the pasuk teaches us b'negei a nazir, v'chiyamus mesalah b'pesach pesam, if there's a nazir and someone dies upon him suddenly, and Rabbi Leza teaches us that since the pasuk says alav, therefore it's teaching us b'mechuveres loy, that the only time that tumas mace is applicable to a nazir is only if it was clear to him at the point that he became tummy that he was going to be tummy mace. However, in a case where the tumah is only tumas atayim, and therefore he had no idea that he became tummy, and he only found out at a later point after he already had taglachas, and although he is a tummy mace, however he would not have a din of a nazir tummy. Taisus explains that although this pasuk is only relevant to a nazir, however, Rabbi Leza hold that there is some sort of a limud that would apply this din that we find by Nazir to the din of Pesach Sheni as well, and therefore Rabbi Leza only needs one pasuk. However, Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish teaches us that Amakra, that the way that we know this din of Tumas Tahayim is based on a pasuk that we find by the Gei of Pesach Sheni. The pasuk in Baal Yisro, when discussing Pesach Sheni, states, Dabel b'nei Yisro leima, ish ish ki yi tamal nefesh, oy b'derech rechoyk lochem, oy l'derisechem v'asa Pesach la'ashem. And since the pasuk has a smichas of the words tamal nefesh and the words derech rechoyk, therefore we learn out ki derech, that the din of tamei nefesh is only in a case where it's similar to a road, ma derech begoloi, just like every road is in a revealed spot, af kol begoloi, therefore the din of tamei nefesh is only if you became tamei through a revealed tumah and not through tumas atayim. And once again, the Rishonim explain that according to Reish Lakish, even though this pasuk is taught us by Pesach Sheni, there is some sort of a limud that teaches us that this din applies to nazir as well. And also, Ayin in the Rosh, as well as in Taisus, would they point out that although Agamar brings down a machlekes between Rabbi Leza and Reish Lakish as to the makar for the din of tumas tahayim, however, in the sugya on that pe'alaf and beis in Masechtas Pesachim, where the Gemara brings a similar sugya, the Gemara actually does not learn this as a machlekes, and the Gemara just says this as a matter of fact, and it first brings the Pasuk B'negei and Nazir, and then it says, so we only know the Din of Nazir, how do we know that this applies to Pesach Sheni? And then the Gemara brings the second Pasuk, and the Rosh Hashanah says, Aval Sugi D'Hacha Svaro D'Mai Yalef Nazir Mipesach U'Mai Yalef Pesach V'Nazir, Reish Lakish learns the Ikku Makar from Pesach, and then he learns the Din of Nazir from Pesach, and Rebbe Eliezer learns the Makar from Nazir, and he then learns that the Din of Tumas HaTayim applies to Pesach Sheni from the Din of Nazir. Some are Gerus in the Rosh, V'hu Menas Sugis HaChalukais, the Sugya over here, and the Sugya of Meseches Pesachim is one of the Sugis in Shas, where we find a Machlekes between two different Gemaras in Talmud Bavli. Even though we find that there's Machlekes in our Gemara, however, as we stated, Rebbe Eliezer and Reish Lakish both agree that the Din of Tumas HaTayim applies both to the Din of Nazir and to the Din of Pesach Sheni. Gemara will now continue and ask two different questions on these Makarios that Rebbe Eliezer and Reish Lakish brought. And as the Gemara now asks, V'alahadu Tanya, L'maisa, we have a brace that states, Ezu Tumas HaTayim, what is the case of Tumas HaTayim? Kol she'ena makira echa b'seif ha'ilam, that it has to be a situation where it's possible that no one in the world knew about this Tumah, al makira echa b'seif ha'ilam, but if you know that someone in the world must have known about this Tumah, Ezu Tumas HaTayim, this would not be categorized as Tumas HaTayim, and it would be considered to be a dua. This first question will only be on Rebbe Eliezer, who learned the din of Tumas HaTayim from Nazir, not on Reish Lakish, who learned the din of Tumas HaTayim from the din of Pesach Sheni, as the Gemara says, Bishleim l'manda ama ki derech shaper, that it makes a lot of sense according to Reish Lakish, who learned the din of Tumas HaTayim from Pesach Sheni, and over there the Pasuk says, ki yeh tamal nefesh al b'derech ha'chayka, and therefore we said that the only way that a person becomes Tameh and cannot bring his Karim Pesach is only if he became Tameh like a road which was Golui, at least to one person. Therefore, this Braisa, which brings the definition of Tumas HaTayim and says, kol she'eni makira echa b'seif ha'ilam, definition of Tumas HaTayim is when you have Tumah that's possible that no one in the world knows about it, and therefore it works out with Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says that as long as you have one person that knows about Tumah, then it would be compared to a road, and therefore the din of Tumas HaTayim would not apply, and the only time that Tumas HaTayim would apply according to Reish Lakish would be exactly as the Braisa states, in a case where it's possible that no one in the world would know about it, and it's not compared to a derech. Gemara is Elamanda Amam Bam Chaverislai, however, according to Rabbi Lezer that learned the din of Tumas HaTayim from the Pasha of Nazir, where it states, V'chiyamas Mesa Lov B'Pesel Pesam, and we learned that the word of love teaches us, V'mechaverislai, it has to be clear to the Nazir himself. L'chayra, how could the Braisa tell us, Ava Makira Echa B'Seif Eilam, Einzu Tumas HaTayim, that if someone in the world knows about this Tumah, that's not considered Tumas HaTayim, but L'chayra, as long as the Nazir himself does not know about this Tumah, it should still be categorized as Tumas HaTayim, as L'maisa, it's not M'chaverislai, it's not clear to the Nazir himself that there was Tumah there. Therefore, L'chayra, we see from this Braisa that Rebbe Eliezer's Makar is not a proper Makar. Gemara continues and asks a question both on Reish Lakish and on Rebbe Eliezer. So, and I'll ask you another question. Hadi Tanya, we have the following Braisa that states, Hamoitzi Meis Mushkav L'Rechav Shel Derech, if someone finds that there was a dead body it was lying covering the entire width of a road, and therefore there was no way to pass that road without walking over that dead body, and of course this dead body was covered up and had a din of Tumas HaTayim, and the Braisa teaches us the Bechuma Tomei, that in that case, even though it's Tumas HaTayim, however this person will still be considered Tomei, and if you touch Truma, then it would be Tomei, and he would also be also to eat Truma and to eat Kachim. However, Ben Nazir v'Asiyas Pesach Tar, however the Kula of Tumas HaTayim applies B'negeya Nazir and Asiyas Pesach, and therefore B'negeya Nazir, the din would be that it would not say his Naziris, and he would not be considered a Nazir Tomei, and B'negeya Asiyas Pesach, as long as he brought a Karim Pesach, even though he would not be able to eat that Karim Pesach, it would be considered as if he brought one, and therefore he would not be able to bring a Karim Pesach on Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara's question is that Bein Lefir of Eleza, who learned the din of Tumas HaTayim from a pasuk that's stated by a Nazir, and Bein according to Reish Lakish, who learned the din of Tumas HaTayim from a pasuk that's stated B'negeya Pesach Sheni, Rebbe Eliezer agrees to Reish Lakish that although the pasuk is stated B'negeya Nazir, it also applies to the din of Pesach Sheni, and Reish Lakish agrees to Rebbe Eliezer that although the pasuk B'negeya Tumas HaTayim is stated by Pesach Sheni, it also applies to the din of Nazir, and if so, the Gemara asks, Maishna, why should it be that it only applies to Pesach Sheni and to Nazir, and not to all other dinim in the Torah, and why does the Braisa state that Bechuma Tamei, even though at the point that this person became Tamei, he had no idea that he became Tamei, even though he only found out that he became Tamei through Tumas HaTayim, after he already touched Truma, that the Truma is Tamei, since they learned this out of a Pasuk, so they should say that the din of Tumas HaTayim would apply to Truma as well, and the din would be that Truma would be Tar. The Rashi adds in, V'hachi Nami have a Matzal Mefrach, that really the Gemara could have asked directly from a Mishnah, as in the Mishnah we said that the Chiddush of Tumas HaTayim only applies if this Nazir already cut his hair prior to finding out that he became Tamei Meis through Tumas HaTayim, but if he found out prior to Taglachas, then the Kula of Tumas HaTayim would not apply, and he would be Seisis in his ears, and L'Chayr, why should it be a chiluk between prior to taglachas and after taglachas? And as the Rosh says, the time of mikra, if we learn this out of a pasuk, leka time lefluge, lechayr, there's no reason to be mechalik between those cases. The chaim is sefer, and we also be able to ask a question from the sefer of Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated that the only time that the kul of tumas atayim would apply, only if at the time that this person went to the mikvah and became tummy through tumas atayim, he was not tummy mace, and he was tar either completely, or he was only tummy from his sheretz. However, if at the time that he went into this mikvah and he became tummy mace through tumas atayim, he was already tummy mace, then this din of tumas atayim would not apply. And once again, the Gemara could have asked that l'chira, if the limud of tumas atayim is based on a pasuk, then why should it be a chiluk if the person was tummy mace or if he was not tummy mace? In order to answer all these questions, the Gemara says, al tumas atayim, Gemara Gemir law, ein chenami, the concept and the kula of tumas atayim is only based on halacha mishmi Sinai, and the halacha mishmi Sinai was only stated b'negeya the din of nazir and b'negeya the din of pesach sheni, and was not stated b'negeya the din of truma. In addition, the halacha mishmi Sinai was only stated b'negeya tumas atayim, and it was only stated b'negeya nazir if he found out that he became tummy mace through tumas atayim only after he already cut his hair and he already brought his kabanis. And the halacha mishmi Sinai in the kula of tumas atayim was only stated if the nazir wasn't tummy mace previously. If the nazir was already tummy mace when he came into contact with tumas mace through tumas atayim, then the kula of tumas atayim would not apply. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, imach loy gilach, that if the nazir did not yet do taglachas, even though he already brought his kabanis, then the din is that ben kach or ben kach soisa, it doesn't make a difference if the nazir originally became tummy through tumas yedua, or if originally he became tummy through tumas atayim. However, since lemaisa he found out that he was tummy mace through tumas yedua or through tumas atayim prior to taglachas, therefore all the dinim of a nazir tummy would apply, and he would forfeit all the previous days they counted towards the year's period. The Gemara begins, man tana, who is the tana of our Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yechon explains, Rabbi Lezer, it's going according to Shita Rabbi Lezer, Amar, who teaches us on that Menvavim and Alf, that taglachas is makeves. The only way that Nazir could start drinking wine and be metamal mesim is only after he brings his kabanis, and he also has to do taglachas. And therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer, only time that the halacha mishim Sinai and the kula of tumas atayim would kick in is only if this Nazir is completely tar and can go and drink wine and be metamal mesim. That is only once he cuts his hair, and if at that point he finds out that he became tummy at some point during his Azirus period through Tumas Atayim, then that would not affect his Azirus period, and he would not be Saisa his period of Azirus. However, the Fidu Rabbanim that argued in Rabbi Lezer on the Memvavim and Aleph, they hold that a Nazir can start drinking wine and be Metamal Mesim once he brings his Kabanis, and even if he did not yet cut his hair. Therefore, they would hold that there is no Chilut between a Nazir who cut his hair, or if he already brought his Kabanis and did not yet cut his hair, as in both cases, the Din and the Kula of Tumas Atayim would apply. And Lefi Rabbanon, if a Nazir found out that he became tummy mace through Tumas Atayim on day 15 of his Nazirus period, and he only found this out at the point that he already finishes his Nazirus period and he brought his kabanis, but he did not yet cut his hair, that the din of Tumas Atayim would still apply, and this Nazir would not have to go through the process of a Nazir tummy. Prior to continuing with the next Gemara, let's just remember that in Daktoba we mentioned that there's another machlekes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Lezer, which we already had on Daft Hazayin on Beis, where Rabbi Lezer learns that if a Nazir becomes tummy mace after he completed his Nazir's period, but prior to bringing his kabanis and prior to cutting his hair, since he completed all the days of the Nazir's, he would not be mevatel, not be seisa any of his previous days they counted towards the Nazir's, and he would only have to wait 7 days because he would have to become tara from being tummy mace, and then he'd be able to bring his kabanis and cut his hair. And even though the fear of Elezer, this Nazir does not forfeit any of his previous days they counted towards the Nazir's, it's still called that he was seisa zayin, as he has to wait an additional 7 days. However, the Rabbanan argument of Blazer, they hold, at least on a Rabbanic level, this Nazir would have to recount a 30-day period prior to becoming tar and prior to completing his Nazir's period. And Shom, for the Svaras HaMachlekes between Blazer and Rabbanan, while the Maisa Agamar continues, by Rayan Bachama asked the following Shaila, which will be relevant to the Sheet of Blazer, Nitma B'Toich Malois. Let's say Ruvain was in Nazir and he became tummy while he was in the middle of his days of Nazirus, and he either became tummy through Tuma Yidua, or he became tummy through Tumas Atayim. However, he did not realize that he became tummy. And Reuven finally realizes that he was tummy after he already completed his days in his years, but he did not yet bring his kabanes. Therefore, Reuven Bachama asks, Ma'o, what is the din? Do we say that we have to follow when he actually found out that he was tummy, and at that point it was already after he completed his days in his years? Or do we have to look at the time that Reuven actually became tummy mace, and at that point he was in the middle of the days of Nazirus? And the Gemara says, Ulamai, and what is the nafkamina if you hold that it goes basi yadiyah or bas Masa when he actually became Tamei, Lemisto, that would actually be enough Gemina, according to Rabbi Lezer, as to if you be Soisa any of his previous days of Naziris. As a few Rabbi Lezer, if you go based on when he became Tamei, then of course he would be Soisa all the days of Naziris, and he would be considered a Nazir Tamei. However, if the determining factor is when Reuven found out that he was Tamei Meis, so at the point that he found out, he already completed his days of Naziris, and according to Rabbi Lezer, he would not be Soisa any of his previous days. They counted towards the Naziris, and he would only have to wait a 7-day period in order to become Tara from Tumas Meis, and then he'd be able to bring his Kabbanis and shave his hair. Mice, in a moment, we'll see that the Gemara will explain the words of Rayan Bechama a little bit more detail. However, we already explained the Shaila of Rayan Bechama based on the outcome of the Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Beis. And the Gemara continues on Daf Samach Gimel Beis. Amar Rava, Rava states, Tashma, I bring a Raya from our Mishnah to the Shaila of Rayan Bechama. And although we will read the words of Rava, however, we will not explain the details of Rava's Raya until the Gemara explains the words of Rava a bit further on the Amid. Rava brings a Raya from our Mishnah as follows, that the Mishnah stated, Imach Legilach Ben Kach or Ben Kach Seisa, that the din of the Mishnah was that if Reuven already completed his Naziris period and he already brought his Kabbanis, but he did not yet cut his hair, and then he found out that he became Tamei Meis while he was in Nazir and during the time of his Naziris period, and for example, that he became Tamei Meis on day number 15, so then it doesn't make a difference if he became Tamei through Tumah Yidua or through Tumas Hatayim, he would have all the dinim of a Nazir Tamei, and he would have to be Seisa, and he would forfeit all the days of his Naziris period. And Rava continues, Hechidami, what is our mission referring to? Idis Yadalei B'Techman Lais, if Reuven found out that he was a Tamei Meis while he was still during the time of his Naziris period, and for example, he found out on day number 20, so Tzrich L'Meima, why would that be a Chiddush? Of course he would be considered a Nazir Tamei, and he would have to be Seisa his days of Naziris. El Lav La'achem Lais, it must be that the mission is discussing a case, as we explained, where Reuven found out that he became Tamei Meis while he was in Nazir, and he only found that out once he already completed his Naziris period, and he already brought his Kabbanis, but it was before Taglachas. We see from the Mishnah that even though he knew after he completed his days in Naziris, he will have to be Soisa's in Naziris, and it will be in Nazir Tamei, since Lemaisi found out prior to him doing Taglachas, and therefore Shema Mina, so we see that the time of Tumah is what's Kaveya, and even though Reuven only found out that he was Tamei Meis after he already completed his Naziris period, we still have a din that it's Soisa, and Lechari, this should be a riot to the question of Rami Bachama, and the Gemara continues, Ba'dayin Tiboylach, Lemaisa, Rava is not really addressing the question of Rami Bachama at all, because Rami Bachama's question was not if it's Soisa, the question was if it's Kulei Soisa, a Shiva Soisa. Once Reuven found out that he was Tamei Meis during the time that he was in Nazir, at this point, would he be Soisa 30 days and he'd have to recount 30 days, or would it only be Soisa a 7-day period and he would complete his Nazir 7 days later? And the Gemara continues to explain the Shaila of Rami Bachama, man, and according to who did Rami Bachama ask the Shaila? Elaim Rabbanon, if you're going to tell me that the Shaila was according to Rabbanon, Pshita to Kulei Soisa, it's Pasha Lefidu Rabbanon, Memanav Shach, you would have to be Soisa and you have to count a full 30-day period, as certainly if you go based on the time that he became Tamei Meis, and that is on day number 15, then certainly he has to be Soisa all 30 days as he became a Nazir Tamei while he was in the middle of Nazir's period. And even if you look at the time frame when he found out that he became Tamei Meis, and that is on day number 31, the Rabbanon hold that even if he would actually mamish become Tamei in day number 31, at least with Rabbanon, he would have to be Soisa all the previous days of Nazir's, and you have to recount a 30-day period, and therefore Manushach, according to Rabbanon, he has to recount a 30-day period. And Ayin Rosh points out that in Chanami, even according to Rabbanon, there is a major nafkamina, as if we go based on when he became Tamei, then he became Tamei while he was in Nazir, and therefore he has a din that he's like a Nazir Tamei Midiraisa, and he would have to bring his Kabbanis and shave his head and restart his Naziris. However, if you look at the time when he found out that he became Tamei, which is of course on day number 31, then the din of Stira is only a din Rabbanon, and Reuven would not have to bring Kabbanis, and he would not have to cut his hair prior to restarting his days of Naziris. And the Rosh says that in Chanami, the really Rami Bachama Shaila is even according to Rabbanon. However, the Gemara wanted to say that Rami Bachama was asking the Shaila according to Rabbi Lezer, since our Mishnah was specifically going like Rabbi Lezer, and Rami Bachama is going back on our Mishnah. And the Gemara continues, V'ilu Rabbi Lezer, if Rami Bachama Shaila was Lefi Shitas Rabbi Lezer, Kol Hacham Lois, Shiva Seisa, the Lechira, since he found out about this Tumah after he already completed his days in his ears, and certainly Lefi Rabbi Lezer, all he should be Seisa is 7 days, and he should not have to be Seisa a 30-day period. And what is the Shaila of Rami Bachama? Really, once we see the Teretz, really the Havamina the Gemara doesn't make a lot of sense, but the Gemara is trying to get to this point as Amalach that Rami Bachama will respond that Hanimila Kinit Ma'acham Alois, only time that Rabbi Lezer would say that Kol Acham Alois is Shiva Soisa and all you would be Soisa is 7 days and not 30 days is only in a case where Reuven actually became Tamei after he already completed his days in Naziris, the high lift name Belaisu, Baroim Bachamashaila is in a case where Reuven became Tomei on day number 15 while he was in the middle of his days in Naziris, and he just did not find out about it until a later point. And therefore, there was a Shaila that since Lamaisa became Tomei while he was still in Nazir, therefore there should be a din of Stira of 30 days. Oidumo, do we say, Johnny Hoch over here is different. The idea Achamalaisi, even though it's true that Reuven became Tomei Meis during the days of Naziris, he became Tomei Meis on day number 15. However, Lamaisa, since Reuven did not find out about this Tomei Meis until he already completed his days of Naziris, so maybe Rabbi Elazar would say in this case that he would only be Saisa Shiva and you would not be Saisa Shleishim Yoim. And finally, the Gemara now goes back to the Raya of Rava, and the Gemara now explains the Raya as follows. Uminah, and Rava brought a Raya from a Mishnah, as Ketani, as our Mishnah made a blanket statement, and it stated, Benkachu Benkach Saisa, that it doesn't make a difference when this Nazir became Tomei, as long as he found out before he cut his hair, the din is that it would be Saisa's days in Naziris, and it's Mashmah that Loch is the same, and it doesn't make a difference if Reuven actually became Tomei prior to completing his days in Naziris, or if he actually became Tomei Meis after completing his days in Naziris, but before Taglachas, the same din would apply. And just like we know that certainly if Reuven became Tomei after he completed his days in Naziris, there would be less a hold that all he would be Saisa is Shiva. Therefore, even in the case where he found out that he was already Tomei during the time of Naziris, but he only found it out after he completed his days in Naziris, but before he did Taglachas, that the din would be that he'd be Saisa Shiva and he would not be Saisa Shloshim. Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa the following dinim regarding the din of Tumas Atayim. Number one, Hamaitzim Meis Mutal Rechavish El Derech, if someone finds that there was a corpse that was lying across a road and it was taking up the entire space of a road, and therefore, when Reuven walked across the road, he definitely was mile on top of this mace. Therefore, even though it was in Rishus Rabim, even though if it would be Suffolk, then we say Suffolk Tumim Rishus Rabim Sveikei Tar. However, over here, he was Vadei Tumi. In this case, the mace was underneath the ground, and therefore, it was Tumas Atayim. Brisa teaches us Lachuma Tumi, and if this person that was walking on this road was a Kohen, he would not be able to be Chuma because he's Tumi Mace. And if he was Yisrael that was walking on this road and became Tumi Mace, he would not be able to touch Chuma, and if he does so, he would make the Chuma Tumi. And as we explained before, that the Halacha L'Mishum Sinai of the Kula of Tumas Atayim does not apply to Chuma. However, the Brisa continues that since the Halacha L'Mishum Sinai of the Kula of Tumas Atayim applies to Nazir and Oisa Pesach, therefore, when Nazir of Oisa Pesach Tar, that regarding a Nazir or someone that's bringing Korban Pesach, they are considered Tar. And even though, of course, they're considered Tumi Mace, and they would have to go through the process of Azov of the Paraduma on the third and seventh day and going to the Mikvah, if the Nazir found out about this Tumah after he already cut his hair, then the Nazir would not have to restart his Naziris, and it would not be Saisa's Naziris, and he would not deem him of a Nazir Tumi. And if a person went and brought that Korban Pesach prior to knowing that they already became Tumi through this Tumas Atayim, then that Korban Pesach would be valid, and he would not be able to bring a Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara continues, B'medvar Murim, when do we say this din? She'in Lim Makum La'ava, where the corpse was taking over the entire space of the road, and therefore was impossible to cross the road without actually walking over this mace. And in that case, the person became Tumi Mace Bevadai, Aliyesh Lim Makum La'ava, Af L'Tru Matar. However, if there was space in order to walk by, and even if we're not sure if the person walked on that side of the road or not, but the Maisa created a Suffolk, and there's a Klal of Suffolk Tum B'Shus Rabim, the Sveikei Tar, and therefore he would be able to eat Chuma if he's a Kohen, and if he's not a Kohen, even if he touches Chuma, that Chuma would be considered Tar. The Gemara further qualifies this, B'medvam Rum, when did we say this din, that it would be considered Tumi, Shematso Shalim, when you found that the corpse was a complete corpse, Avo Meshuba Mefurk. However, if you found the corpse when it was broken, or it was Mefurk, it was dismembered, Afil in Makum Laver, in that case, even if it was impossible for Reuven to go by this road without walking over this body, and the Rishonim explain that certainly the Gemara cannot mean the body took over the entire width of the road, and it was impossible for the Reuven to walk by the road without walking over the body, as of course in that case, it wouldn't be a Suffolk Tumi Meis, and it would be Vade Tumi Meis. However, the case was in a situation where, for example, you had a road which was 16 Amos wide, and the bones of this corpse were scattered in the first 8 Amos of this road on the right side, and then there was a break of a bunch of feet, and afterwards, the rest of the bones were scattered on the left side of the road up until the midpoint of the road, and therefore, the road was completely covered with bones, but not in the same spot. And really, if Reuven wanted to walk in a direction where he'd walk zigzag, he would be able to walk around the bones of the body. Therefore, even though it's not mistavered that's what happened, however, Chayshin and Shema Bein Prakin Ova, we have to be still Chayshish, then maybe that's what happened, and we would still have a Suffolk Tum B'Shus Rabim and Sveika Yistar. And the Brisa continues, Uvakeva Afilu Meshubim Ferik Tamei, if you found all the bones of this body, and they were broken up, and they were dismembered, but they were all in one Keva, so even though it's possible possible that you'd walk over an area where there were no bones. However, tamei, the din is that the person that would walk in that area would be tamei, because l'maisa, the keva, will be mitzarif to bones, and it would be considered that the tuma is in all the space of this keva. Therefore, when you walked over this tuma tahaim, and you walked over this keva, you mile on tuma, and therefore you're going to be tamei mace. The b'risa continues to qualify the statement that I made before, but medramu shemotzi sholim av meshubim mefurik afilo in makom lava chashin shem abein prokin avar, and therefore we said that you considered tar. The medramu, when did we say that statement? The mahalak buraglov, when Reuven was walking upright, and since he was walking standing up straight, so therefore it's possible that he walked in the direction and he went around that area where there was tumah, and that's why we could say that safek tumah shesurabim is sveikay tar, and he would be tar. However, av tar narachov, if Reuven was walking through this area and he was carrying packages and he was way down where he was riding, then the din would be that he's tummy. The only time that we chayish that maybe he was able to pass between all the limbs and he wouldn't go over any of the limbs is only when he's walking straight up and he wasn't leaning at all. However, once he's leaning to the side or he's riding on something and therefore his makom, his mile, is a much larger area, then clearly we would say that it must be that he was mile on top of some of these limbs and on top of some of these bones and he became tummy mace. And as the Gemara explains, lefish mahal piraglod, as a person that's walking straight and he's going by foot, it's possible that he won't touch the bones, and he also won't move it, and he won't be mile over the bones. However, Toyin Rachav, once he's carrying packages or he's riding, it's almost impossible for him not to touch and not to move and not to make an oil over the mace. And finally, the Brisa clarifies that the reason why we said that although the Chuma will be Tomei, but Benazar Baisa Pesach will be Tar, when did we say this in? But Tumas HaTayim is only because there was Tumas HaTayim and the mace was buried underneath the ground. But if it would be by Tumi Yadua, Shloshim Tmeim, then not only would he be considered Tumi B'negei Truma, but another Isa Pesach would also be considered Tumi. And the Braisa states, V'ezi Tumas HaTayim, and what is considered Tumas HaTayim? Kol She'ei Makira Ech B'Sayiv HaOlam, in a case where it's possible that no one in the world knew about this Tuma. However, Makira Ech B'Sayiv HaOlam, Ein Zu Tumas HaTayim, if someone in the world knows about this Tuma, or it's possible that they know about this Tuma, then that would not be considered Tumas HaTayim. And the Gemara gives an example of Tumas HaTayim, Haitam on Betavin and Betrayus, if a body was hidden underneath straw or underneath pebbles, Harezu Tumas HaTayim, this is considered Tumas HaTayim. However, Bayam Vafelu Ben Akikas Layim, if a body is found underneath the water and in the sea, or was found in a very dark place, or in a crevice in a boulder, Ainzu Tumas HaTayim, that since Lamaisa can be seen, even though it's very difficult to see, it still would not be considered Tumas HaTayim, it would be considered Tumi Yadua. The Braisa ends off for the Amru Tumas HaTayim El Lameis Bilvad, that the only time that we said this halachal mishum esinai of Tumas HaTayim is only b'negeya the dinim of a tamei meis. However, the halachal mishum esinai in the kula of Tumas HaTayim does not apply to the dinim of a zav. And for example, if there was a zav had two riyas and he's chayiv to wait for shivanakim, even though he doesn't have to bring a carbon after the fact. And generally, the din is if erev Pesach falls on the seventh day of his shivanakim, that zav could have a shliach go to the base of mikdash and bring a carbon pesach for him. Since after he goes to the mikvah and he has hair of shemesh, he'll be able to eat from the carbon pesach that evening, therefore a shliach could bring his karm pesach for him on Yudal Nisan, which is the seventh of his Shivanakiyam. One may have a havmina that we should have a kula b'negei zav. If the zav has a ria on that seventh day, we may say that that's something that no one could have known about, therefore we should consider it as tumas hatayim. We should say that that karm pesach should be valid and you should not have to bring a karm pesach on pesach sheni. However, our Gemara teaches us that the halacha l'mishmisinai tumas hatayim does not apply in this case, since l'maisa the zav saw another ria on day number 7 and therefore never completed Shivanakim, so therefore that carbon that the Shliach brought for him would not be a valid carbon Pesach, and you have to bring another carbon Pesach on Pesach Sheni, and we will stop over here.